This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222. Because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
You gotta be on acid to understand what's going on this show.
It's the Brown and Crouppen Morning After.
KPN-TFM, HD2.
Collinsville, St. Louis.
Welcome back to TMA, and it's the 9 o'clock hour. Number one, TMA is presented to you by Brown and Crouppen. But secondarily, Doug, Schaefer Door Company presents the 9 o'clock hour.
Sure they do.
Now, tell me about Brown & Crouppen, because James Carlton's in here, and he needs to hear some things.
Well,
it's time for you to listen.
James, if you should have any sort of personal injury case, maybe you were injured due to the negligence of someone else. Has that ever happened to you?
No, but
storming the court after an SEC title next year, maybe?
Oh, Bill.
Well,
big turnaround, I guess.
It sounds like you might be the cause of that particular lawsuit instead of the person that got injured.
Yeah.
But if you're on the other end of it, Brown & Crouppen is the place you go and the people that you need to know. Maybe you do know them. Terry Crouppen, Andy Crouppen, Ed Herman, they've all been in studio. We've gotten to know them very well. All wonderful guys and outstanding lawyers. Been around a long time now in St. Louis. The law firm was founded in 1979.
Yeah.
And they've got offices all over town, and they've got one near to serve you. So if you have a personal injury case come up, Brown & Crouppen is a local law firm that you need to know about. Big part of the community, too, involved in many charities and community events. Everything from Annie Malone and Sister Strut to Stray Rescue. They like to be involved in St. Louis, and they like to be involved in your case if you think you've got a good one. They give you a free evaluation. They'll work on a contingency basis, no upfront cost at all. If you don't get paid, they don't get paid. And they won more than $1 billion in commission for their clients. So if you think you may need the Brown & Crouppen services, call them. I'll give the phone number now, 314-222-2222, or you go to brownandcrouppen.com. Make sure to let them know that you heard about it here on TMA. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Past results are no guarantee of future results, and every case is different and must be judged on its own accord.
Schaefer Door Company is the 9 o'clock hour sponsor, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, SchaeferDoor.com, and they set up a number specific for our audience, and that number is 636-782-3600. 08. That's going to get you the quickest response time. They service all kinds of garage doors for service and also new installs. And they have Monday morning standby service for those doors that break over the weekend. And they service commercial doors as well. If you run a business or warehouse with big, tall doors, Schaefer is experienced in these types of jobs. You've gotten to know the people at Schaefer.
They're going to replace the garage door here in the coming weeks.
How about that?
Oh, boy.
The sponsor ecosystem on TMA. Schaefer Door is a Clopay Master Authorized Dealer. That number specific for audience. Again, 636-782-3608. Or go online at SchaeferDoor.com. Ladies and gentlemen, in studio is my insurance agent. His name is James Carlton, and he's online at carltoninsurance.net. And James wants to talk to him.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I mean, probably the least fulfilling first round of games. I mean, there were very few close games. Blowout after blowout on Saturday. Yesterday, we had a decent finish with Grand Canyon, who I know you follow against Alabama.
Yeah, you've always very been in a Grand Canyon. Yeah.
And then, I fell asleep for Houston A&M, which seemed to be the game of the day.
Yeah, that was a Jim Dandy at the end.
Yeah, so that's too bad.
Now, your team was Missouri, and you thought they should have gotten in.
Yeah, I mean, come on, they got snubbed.
Yeah,
it bubbled fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. You shouldn't have to win a conference game to get into the big tournament.
Good for you, Doug.
But this is last year's resume.
This is also the problem with, and this is not on James, just in general, when everybody wants the round of 64 upset, the 11s winning, the 14s, you're going to get blowouts in the second round when, you know, you don't get
good
the matchup you particularly want. So eventually in some rounds, you're going to get blowouts. I like the first round upsets and then kind of have it play out. It helped Illinois, you know, beat Duquesne by 30. That certainly isn't the team that played BYU, but.
Help Gonzaga, you know, beat Kansas by, 30 or 40.
Yeah. I thought, the tournament is, I'm excited about it because obviously I've some stake into it. But yeah, I would agree with James. It doesn't have that sizzle that.
What about that Yale game, baby? That was lightning. Yeah. Lightning in a bottle.
Yeah, there's been a few. There's been a few. But I think next week in shaping up with all the ones and twos to be pretty good. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, Curb or Larry in particular seems to have a lot of episodes about him urinating in the restroom.
I haven't seen no spoilers.
No spoilers. But
Doug, no spoilers.
But I'm gonna spoil this for a second. You guys have you know a situation where you can hear streams and flushes over
right.
here.
And so I'm sponsored by Schaefer Door Company.
So I am self-conscious when I use this restroom when I come in here. So I'm aiming at a spot where the splash impact is limited.
Yeah.
Is that a little effeminate of me? But I'm trying to be considerate to you guys.
Yeah, I do it too. You don't go right in the middle of the water so they can hear it, you know, 20 feet away.
That's what I'm okay.
I want everybody to know I have a strong stream.
Well, I think that's key is you got to judge your stream. Sometimes it's, you know, comes out like a fire hose.
Oh, nice prostate,
thing,
buddy.
You know, you got a little water fountain. Mm-hmm. You know, so you got to pick your spots. You can't aim all the time at the front because when you're dribbling, that'll get you.
Oh.
Considerate urinating on my behalf.
Considerating is probably a good word for it.
Hey, Jackson, did you get that audio I sent you in the system?
Yep.
This is becoming a theme, and you are the sponsor of any tournament talk here on TMA. Your one shining moment is going to CarltonInsurance.net today to see how much you can save on car, home, and life insurance. Doug, I said Danny Hurley's just not happy with anything.
No.
Here he is talking about his start. You know, ILL's playing at 10 o'clock Boston time, 10:10 Boston time on Thursday against Iowa State, 9:10 here in the St. Louis metropolitan area.
Okay.
Danny Hurley, though, not happy with UConn's start time.
Why wouldn't he be?
If you know this yet or not, but you do have the early tip on Thursday in Boston.
Okay, so it gives me a little bit more us against the world stuff that I could utilize because, you know, I do think that the committee has tried to make this as difficult as they can on us. You know, the Florida Atlantic, Northwestern, 8-9, obviously, you know, the Auburn, San Diego State, and Illinois. And what they look like with Iowa State, you know, we know what they, we know what they had in mind, and it just, it's more fuel on the fire.
Oh, please,
Doug, like, early times.
Please, they made him the number one overall seed, and he thinks the committee's coming to get him.
I have to ask, he's obviously smart. He obviously watches. These guys know when they talk like on national television how they come off, right? Like even if it's after the game, like. Uh-uh. You have to have some self-awareness.
They're used to being the king. Their word is gospel. No one dare question them at their schools.
They won by like 30 each round, right?
I think they get that ego going, and they think that people really believe the BS that they spread.
The East is stacked, but I don't see it's any tougher than any other.
It isn't.
I don't know.
Doug, wank the Weginals.
East is number one for sure. Iowa State, Illinois, San Diego State is huge.
Midwest is kind of nasty. Gonzaga, Purdue, Creighton, Tennessee.
Yeah. The region of death. Oh, my God. Stop it.
The us against the world mentality is hilarious.
You got to beat all the – like, you're not going to win a national championship in basketball by playing a bunch of crumb bums. You got to play the best teams.
Yeah, when I saw that, I thought it was actually fake or he was kidding, and then you watch and he was actually serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know the start time was – I guess the logic would be if you really are the best team, they're going to put you in prime time. But I gather it's because they're playing San Diego State, right?
Yeah. Of all the Sweet 16 matchups, that's the least desirable in my opinion.
I'll tell you what, I'll switch
them
right
now. But if they would have gotten – who they would play – they would have played Bruce Pool, right?
Bruce
Pool?
If the seeding – best seed would have been, it would have been Auburn against them.
That, and I think they might have gotten the better time slot then.
Could be the case.
Is there anyone you enjoy seeing lose more than Bruce Pool?
That's my least favorite coach.
I think I have to agree. I mean, I think he lost his dad recently, so I was kind of happy when he win the SEC tournament. Yeah. I mean, that's how I'm locked in on him. Yeah. That's probably my least likable coach in college. Yeah,
he's the worst. I was so happy when Yale stifled them at the end and they couldn't make a free throw in March.
Oh, it's the Iowa coach for me, for sure, man. If you've ever, I'm a Big Ten guy, so not a lot of people watch Big Ten. I completely get that. The Iowa coach is a snoop boy.
Who is it?
Is that McCaffrey? Fran McCaffrey?
I don't even know who it is.
I couldn't think of the first name. He had two sons, one who is dating Caitlin Clark, the other just recently graduated, I do believe, after the season.
Yeah, correct.
So I couldn't think of his first name. I think of Fran. Yeah,
Fran McCaffrey.
He is.
You don't like him?
He's a peach.
Wow, Fran McCaffrey.
I think for a long time, Bobby Knight was the most hated coach in college basketball.
But he also was loved, too.
I kind of liked
Indiana.
Him.
Yeah.
I kind of liked him.
You did?
Yeah. I loved his just no-nonsense. I mean, he was talking about Brad Underwood earlier. I mean, that's kind of
spicy.
Yeah, I kind of liked that.
But Bobby Knight was violent.
Didn't he graduate all of his players? I mean, he might have choked them on the way to the graduated all of his players.
You can graduate all of them if you just give them grades.
True.
Not,
as we found
in
UNC,
for
yes.
For years, too. You know who I love is Mark Few. He might be my favorite coach, non-Illinois. Stays at Gonzaga. He's so nice. When he defended the Long Beach State coach, who obviously fired, and we had to free roll his way to the NCAA tournament. I love Mark Few.
Yep.
He's out of the media, out of the spotlight, kind of stayed there in Spokane. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Villanova guy, right? He was kind of like that, too.
He's a great analyst, actually, too. I watched him and Ken Parker.
Jay White.
I like Jay White. I'm amazed that he retired because, like, he looks like he's 40. But I guess when you're making probably $5-10 million doing analyst stuff, you're probably good.
He's probably just fine, you know. He probably made more than that at Villanova.
Yeah. Tom Izzo, don't like.
Why not Tommy Izzo?
He is kind of funny sometimes, but the fact that he just like Hurley, he wants all these mid-major automatic bids out. He just wants a bunch of, like Jackson said, crumb bum. Power five teams. Like, give me a break. I like to see some of the Cinderella. That's why the tournament is so great. It would dull it down if you just had the same, you know, five conferences represented. Yeah. That'd be so boring.
Sure.
It's pretty good the way it is right now.
Absolutely. I think it's perfect. Add any teams. Don't do anything to it right now. I still hate the play-in games. But look at what Colorado.
Them?
I just think they're annoying. But Colorado, look at what they did. They did a play-in game and you know, got themselves almost to the Sweet 16.
UCLA in 2021 made it to the Final Four from the play-ins. VCU and Shaka Smart, who's again
very
Sweet
good
16,
call.
Made it to the Final Four from a play-in game.
If they add like another 14 or another two, I just couldn't get on board. It's just so much. It's just watered down.
Yeah, I don't think they need to change much the way it is right now.
Well, big tilt tonight down at the Enterprise Center. That's what I'm locked in.
That was our lead story.
That's what I'm sorry. I'm behind here. But that's what I'm locked in on.
Blues and VGK. Vegas a favorite, for the record, for tonight's festivities. Huge couple of nights for Vegas, considering they play the Predators in Nashville tomorrow, and few teams in the NHL have played better than Nashville over the last, ever since that Saturday afternoon game when they come to St. Louis, Doug, and they were about to be vanquished, and now they are in a comfortable spot ahead of them. But the Blues, Doug, you're calling this a must-win.
I think it's a must-win. I think if they lose tonight, I don't think they'll
It'll recover. Be tough.
Yeah. Are you going to go, James?
Yes.
Do
we call this a four-point game?
Sure.
Okay. I will. Okay, let's go with it.
Yeah, they're 6 points back if they lose tonight.
What's interesting is this is the we do a ticket draft in September. This was my last pick.
Ooh.
You know, the Monday night game?
Mm-hmm.
And it might be the best game of the year, so I'm excited.
Well, did you know it was going to be the finale of the Bachelor episode as well?
You know, and I should have checked those. But my wife does watch that show with a group of other friends, but they watch it on Tuesdays because they watch it on Hulu or whatever. So I'm in the clear. I'll catch it tomorrow, but no spoilers on that.
All right. It's going to be hard to keep that in after I watch tonight's most dramatic Bachelor episode ever. That's what they've been promoting.
How do you feel about the new host? Is it Jesse Palmer?
He's fine. He's good.
Because the other guy was great.
He was great, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was making a lot of money for, you know, coming in for 30 seconds an episode.
Oh, I know.
God.
I think he said one thing wrong online and got canceled.
Yeah, but it was a party down in the South, if I remember right.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought he defended one of the bachelorettes who said something.
Because I think the way she was brought up was probably not acceptable in this day and age. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know all the details. So as a good lawyer would say, don't get involved
in
there.
The deets.
Yeah. But you know where I took the kids this weekend, which I haven't been in about 10 years, is Carl's Drive-In.
Oh, Bill.
Did you?
Bill.
You got to be ready to pounce on some seats, especially when you have a family of four in that, you know.
Oh, you brought four. Wow, that isn't easy to do.
And my wife told me a cool story. She was there in high school, and Jack Buck bought everybody's lunch in the whole place.
How about that?
Yeah.
God,
what a guy.
Now,
yeah,
you've been there enough, legend. Right, James?
It's been a long time, but, I mean, yeah, I've been there a handful of times over my life.
It's my favorite, and I still will go there all the time. I did have an issue with they changed their buns several months back, or maybe longer than that.
Oh, yeah, you cited this, Plow, huh?
I had an issue with the bun-to-meat ratio. Never have had that at Carl prior. I didn't know if you noticed that the buns were fluffier and thicker than what they normally were.
I haven't been there recent enough to know, but I get what you're saying.
It was, to me, a burger is all about that ratio of topping to meat to bread. And it could be the best cooked burger on the planet.
Yeah.
If you ain't got all that combined, it just doesn't hit. And I love Carl's, and it was still really good. I just didn't love the
new bun. On the vicissitude?
A little down, but it's not like I'm boycotting. I love that place. Yeah. I mean, the root beers, I even like the tamales there are really underrated.
The tamales? I did not see that on the menu.
I didn't even know about those existing.
Yes, you turned me on to the fried bologna at Salt and Smoke, and I'm going to Carl's for the tamales.
The tamales are fire there. Absolutely are. But yeah, I didn't know if anybody's noticed. If anybody has, shoot me a text line, shoot me a direct message. Positive thoughts or negative are welcome.
I
gotta try it. I gotta give it a run. You haven't been in a while?
No, it's one of those places that nobody goes there anymore. It's too busy.
Ah.
and then nobody.
Yeah.
So I'd say Max is my number one in my power rankings, but Olive and Oak is right up there.
Yeah, that's a nice play.
Yeah, I mean those are my top two going right now. But you know, there's a lot of good burgers in town. If you want to put on some calories, St. Louis is a good place to do it.
I'm biased because Madison has worked there in the past, and I have put in a stint after a Hadley furlough. City Park Grill, they're right up there off Morgan Ford, right across from 7-Eleven, has amazing smash burger.
Interesting.
I'm not familiar with
that one.
Amazing smash burger, fantastic fries, huge allotment of fries, great drink special, great appetizers, taco salad is fire. This is not a free indoor. I'm just saying I it's by my house. Yeah. I go there frequently.
City Park Grill.
City Park Grill is phenomenal with the smash burger.
Do you ever sit down and eat dinner at the 7-Eleven across the street?
Good question.
You know, when I worked there, I used to walk over there all the time to get sticks, get snick snacks. They have great deals on gummy candies. And I think that's what separates the 7-Eleven from your QTs or your, you know, things like that.
Deals on the gummy candies.
I'm just saying, they were fire. But City Park Grill does have an amazing burger. They're not really known as much in the city, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's very popular in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out.
And you talked about some ramen place I need to check out, too.
Oh, Minryu, I think it
Minryu Rai.
Thank you. It's hard to...
It is.
It's a line. And there's Instagram and TikTokers local who are getting popular for checking out local eat. The place is absolutely packed. Every night. I haven't been able to eat there because you have to stand outside for 30 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, the weather's warming up.
Yeah, we can do that.
I can't wait to, because I can't give a review on it, but I've seen the reviews, I've seen people walk out of there, I've seen the food, and it looks tremendous, but I've never actually eaten there.
Very good. Mm. Well, there's our food segment for today, guys.
There it is.
Dog. Any recommendations on golf course hot dogs? Or are they all about the same?
It's a good question.
I go brat over hot dog at the course.
Yeah, I like to do that.
But like, all brats taste really good. Hot dogs vary.
Somehow it feels healthier than a hot dog. It probably isn't. It's probably
not. The casing's really good.
No, I can't imagine it is. I would say a brat's worse for you than a hot dog.
Really? What's in a brat that's not in a hot dog?
Well, usually they're bigger.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Somebody will text in that's an expert on these different
meats.
Meats.
Fine meats.
Hey, you know where
meats.
I went yesterday, Doug, was the short game area at Family Golf.
Oh, how'd that work out for you?
You so and I, good. We need to live there. It's only 10 bucks an hour. I mean,
it's the best.
That is, I mean, because a bucket of balls is going to cost you 15. So, I mean, you can just be there for an hour and spend 10 bucks.
That's where all your strokes are. I mean,
my flop shots are just night and day after one lesson.
They provide the balls for you?
No. Well, you can. You can get balls from them. But
you can get the balls. And
just play with five and try to get up and down. I'll meet you out there and we'll have a look.
Okay,
there you go. Get some work in. Today might not be the day to do it, Doug, but that short game area at Family Golf is the bee's knees. Yeah, a little windy and rainy today, I guess. But the weather, James, you see this weather coming up? Now Monday's up to 81.
I get my forecast from the Design Air live reads every morning. I don't get dressed until I hear that read.
There you go. Yeah, the forecast starting on Thursday is just phenomenal here in the St. Louis. I guess Wednesday's not bad either. It's sunny and 55, but Thursday, 66, Friday, 73, Saturday, 79, Sunday, 69, Monday, 81. I mean, Doug, here we go.
What more could you ask for?
I'm telling you.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, God bless. James, always great to see you, sir. That's the great James Carlton.
See you guys.
Enjoy the game tonight.
Right. Yeah, indeed. VGK. Doug, and then there'll be 10 left, I believe. And then there were 10.
On to Carnoustie. Oh. No, that's golf.
And then there were 10. Jackson, we are a half hour away from Balloon Party. Give Doug just a little taste of what's coming.
Oh, we'll be talking about the St. Louis ice hockey team.
You like that? St. Louis ice hockey
team? Is there some other hockey team that's not played on ice?
I don't believe so. I just want to be specific.
We got a field hockey team?
I just like to be specific. You know, that's the sport is ice hockey.
Yeah.
Talking tournament, talking about the Redbirds. You know, we got plenty of stuff to talk about. And then JR will be with us at 10:45. No.
I don't remember the start of a baseball season when there's been less chatter about the Cardinals.
Zero. But
less optimism.
Well, the chatter is all negative. I haven't heard a lot of positive because there isn't a lot to look at. From last year as well as the offseason, what do you What are you looking at? Jordan Walker is fun to watch. Mason Wing, maybe taking a step. The young guys are what you got to look at. So I thought Victor Scott would be a perfect addition.
Doug, he will not be heading to Los Angeles with the Cardinals. He will start at AAA.
So I wasted my last pick in fantasy baseball.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, hang on.
Have you released him or are you holding on to him?
I've still got him for a while. I can hang on for a week or two, but...
I got Jackson Holliday. I thought he wasn't going to make the club.
He didn't make
the
Orioles.
He just had a Chris Bryant-style spring training. You remember Chris Bryant when he led spring training, I think, in average in home runs and RBIs. Wasn't good enough for the club.
Yeah.
But I'm holding on to Jackson Holliday. I think by mid-May or June, he'd be up, and it's worth a roster spot.
That's a long time to hold on to him.
It's worth a roster spot. I got depth and multiple positions in the infield. I can't drop him and then see him just skyrocket in playoff.
I tried to hold on to Ellie De La Cruz last year. I held on to him for about a month. Then as soon as I got rid of him, they called him up, and he went nuts.
He did. He went off.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned Paul Goldschmidt in our Munganess St. Louis Acura Munganess Burkhardt Alton Toyota 7 o'clock hour. But, Doug, 43 at-bats so far in spring training. They have the two games in Arizona against the Cubs before heading over to Los Angeles. He has hit 116, 220 OBP. 233 slugging. He struck out 19 times in those 43 at-bats. He's walked six times and collected just five hits. Now, I oftentimes will say both on the good and the bad, spring training stats, take them out of the equation, because oftentimes guys, especially somebody such as Goldschmidt, who has the track record he has, is not somebody to be concerned about. But... Goldschmidt was not happy with it. He said, if I have at-bats and swings like I did this spring, the results won't be good. This wasn't a thing of bad luck. There's always ups and downs throughout the year. Hopefully this was just a down period and I can make adjustments and play well going forward. He refused to use swing change as an out. Quote, there's always a little bit of that, but not to the fact of how I played. I want to go out there and play well, especially as you get into the second half of camp. And I didn't do it. I mean, there's no excuses. I didn't play well, but I'll continue to work. Hopefully it'll be a good thing. If it kind of exposed some adjustments that I needed to make, I'm working on doing that and being ready for the season. That's Paul Goldschmidt hitting .116 in spring. Oh, I'm about to sneeze. I apologize.
And he's talking about swing change. Yeah. Why would he change his swing at this point in his career? This guy's been an MVP. He's perennial all-star. I think what he's been doing in the past works just fine.
Bless you.
I don't believe I changed much of anything at this late stage of his career.
Well, it was a rough year last year.
It was. I think that's, unfortunately, I think it's just age is catching up with him. He's not as quick as he once was. Because I know his batting average against fastballs went way down last year. Way down. Iggy, what the hell's the problem?
Why do you bring attention to it?
Well, I thought you were going to break the microphone.
I
thought you were so angry at me for mentioning Paul Goldschmidt.
It didn't even make a noise. You just saw me do it. And
okay, well, I was concerned.
Oh, well, James Carlton had it way up here, and I had to bring it down to my little twinkish body.
Oh.
I just got podcast notifications, and I'm like, oh, I wonder what podcast just popped up, and it's ours. Segment two of TMA, hashtag cheating wife. Jackson paying tribute to what's going on in the Twitter tweets today.
That's right. Felt right.
That's the right thing. Well, segment one. Do you feel like this was kind of lazy? I thought weekend wrap-up.
Yeah, see, that's lazy.
I thought you were going to do what the Plowhawks. I've been rewatching the OC.
I really love that title, and I was going to, but I didn't feel it was totally representative of the conversation.
It was about a 5-minute conversation of an hour and 20. I get where that.
But sometimes I will like take random quotes that are said because the segment is so random and nonsensical. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of fits in. But with that, I mean, we did hit, like, all the main sports topics.
So weekend wrap-up.
So I felt if I'm the listener and I maybe listen to one, maybe two segments
a day. Do people look at the titles, though?
I don't know.
If they do, we're really not helping ourselves.
I don't think the hardcores, like the people who listen every day, do. They'll just listen no matter what. But maybe for some who are just now finding, maybe they've been Bloom Party listeners for a while, they gotta check out this TMA thing.
Doug, that includes Jen Phone. That's who found the show.
You like saying that.
I run into people who are like, they like love the Bloom Party, and I tell them I'm on TMA. They're like, what's that?
I know. That's what I have found over like the last, I don't know how long, and I didn't even realize it existed.
Yeah. So try to make it a little more representative of the topics.
And so you felt like hashtag cheating wife did that.
That was, yes, that was, I nailed that one.
You could have put Erica Swing's planning a huge orgy. That would have got people listening.
That's like a Michael Scott title for a headline.
That's all engagement
local
for
paper
me.
Company does good.
Well, but to say weekend wrap up, it's, that just sounds like that was the template, and you didn't bother to change it.
Right. I could have titled it before the show started. Mm-hmm. However, Doug, like I said, that there was a process of where I was going to do Plowsy's rewatching the OC. Yeah. I just didn't feel it was representative.
Okay. Okay. Well, nice work.
Am I super bullish on the segment title? No.
Probably not, no.
But do I feel it's serviceable?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Damn right.
Sure.
I finished rewatching Yellowstone. And after that cliffhanger, I don't know how they're going to come back without Kevin Costner. The whole thing is leading up to him getting impeached as governor, and he won't even be back. Won't even be back for the last season.
I'm guessing he got impeached then.
I don't know how they're going to handle it.
Well, if he's not on it again, I'm sure they say, well, we got rid of him.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do with that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, that's why shows suck now, because, like, there's no timetable. Outside of the Gilded Age, by the way, is awesome. It's a time period piece. Love it. Mainly female characters. But, like, shows like Stranger Things was so good, and I refuse to watch the next season because there'll be 30-year-olds playing high schoolers. There's no continuity with shows and streaming services and...
So you hate all shows now?
People, not all of them. Just most of the shows now that I get into, they don't release season for 2 or 3 years. And that's just the most annoying, asinine thing on the planet.
I think part of it, sorry, Plock, I don't mean to cut you off, is because they are shooting it more like movies than they are TV shows. TV shows from like the 90s or 2000s, much more formulaic. You could shoot it. They're like one shot, basic sets. Nowadays, like Game of Thrones, the whole season costs more than like a whole movie franchise.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's really expensive with big sets. They make it look really good. So what you compromise in quantity of seasons or regularity of seasons, you make up for in quality.
Well, I think Stranger Things, they got so big, they're doing other projects.
Very true.
With the production staff.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
So,
Finn Wolfhard.
And they're literally supposed to be, they were 15 when they last had the season. Supposedly, you know, their age is in the show.
Right.
You can't even, what they look like now, you can't possibly get away with them being... That's like De Niro.
Tough.
Remember when he was supposed to be a gangster and kicking somebody like he could barely kick an apple down the road? Like,
yeah.
I don't want to see. I don't want to see that style of show because it was so good for those seasons.
Well, the problem with Yellowstone is such a great show, and then this is the last season, so it's two parts of the last season, or I think 10 episodes in part one, and there's supposed to be 8 or 9 in season two. It's not even. They said they're not going to be done filming until. Middle of 2025, and this thing ended in the middle of 2023. So really, 2 years to get 8 more episodes.
I think Jackson is right. The production value takes a lot longer to get.
Yeah, they look like movies. Michael Bay TV movie. Shows yeah. look like movies now, and that's it takes some time. Like House of the Dragons coming back this summer, but they basically had to start shooting it like right after they wrapped up season one. It takes a long time to make this stuff.
They took Mindhunter from us, and I will never, ever let that down.
No, you can't let it go.
Best show ever.
It's true.
And I did watch, like, the first half hour of that show. I was talking about Jackson with D.B. Weiss and
Thrones. Yeah.
I think it's called Three Something or Other. It's
like Three's Company.
It's like a sci-fi thing.
Done not.
But Samwell Tolley is in it.
Oh, I love Samwell.
The actor.
I watched 30 minutes of it, and it's just, I can't watch it. It's just...
Is that usually your, like, time to...
No, I think I know how it's going to go. Although Game of Thrones, it took me 2 episodes. Like, am I going to continue watching this? And then I'm glad I did. But, no, this is just science fiction. And supposedly there's life forms outside of human beings living on the planet. And they're searching for it with all these scientific terms. And it's like, oh, I can't watch this.
No, I think Tim would agree. I really miss when Game of Thrones was still week to week. When, it was still coming out with episodes. And looking forward to each week, breaking down each episode, especially like season 4, season 5, when it's absolutely at its peak, its pinnacle. You don't know they're going to ruin it in the next season and a half.
Yeah, that was a good mindset.
It was so fun to just make guessing games on who could be the next to die, who could be on the throne. I really miss shows like that, Breaking Bad, anticipating the week-to-week release. I do love getting everything jumbled up in one where you can watch 3 seasons in 2 days. But also, I think there's a place for shows where you wait week to week with that anticipation.
Succession.
I like
that.
Succession
was week to week.
As long as I can have a couple of those shows that I can look out for, House of the Dragon's also going to be a show that I'll watch. I think I'm good with that.
That was one of our best Pepper and Genie segments when we broke down House of Dragon.
I missed that show.
What, Pepper and Genie?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's hop on it. Me, you, and Iggy.
Are you interested in bringing up?
I don't have a soccer jersey like they do.
We're going to have to come up with a Pepper fun and little Genie nickname for you.
I'm sure the listeners will get you one.
There you go.
Well, I thought you two did a fabulous job with that show. Destroy it anyway.
Well, find a sponsor. We'll be gladly.
Well, you find the sponsor.
I'm not a salesperson.
Well, neither am I.
We have a great salesperson. I couldn't sell you an ice cube if you lived in Egypt.
Think about that.
Ice cubes in Egypt.
Segment title.
Yeah, I think that one actually. Do you make that all three segment titles? Sell you an ice cube in Egypt.
Hmm. Well, a hot country.
Stop saying Yellowstone is good. It's not. It's a soap opera for Hoosiers. That's from the Crystal City Clamhammer, Doug.
To each their own, but a lot of people disagree with you.
My mic drops completely expanded my audience of white middle-aged men, and they agree with most everything I say. That's from Chairman Stephen Wildwood. He hasn't left a mic drop in a while, but I guess he's been in Turks and Caicos swimming?
Well, he almost hurt himself with one of them. Remember, he thought he might have a heart attack.
Yeah, like an aneurysm.
Yeah. He's got to be careful with this.
Why don't you do one today? I'd like to hear you go off on Victor Scott being sent down.
All right. Chairman Steve, there it is.
I like
that. Send it on over.
Not that I listen to him, but.
So you block him out.
Well, why did you say you'd like to hear one if you haven't listened to it?
You're going to hear it to hear it.
If we play it on this show, but I don't listen to it on Bloom Party.
A lot of people want Doug's name to be Tuft with the Pepper
Doug
and Genie.
Doug Pepper, Genie, and Tuft.
And then Pepper and Genie and Thick Tuft.
Thick Tuft.
Someone needs to grab the text name Egyptian Ice Cube Salesman. That's from The Veiled Prophet.
I thought that analogy worked perfectly.
Well, Egypt is a lot of sand. It's hot.
Sure it is.
Iggy, if you went back and heard you on there, it did sound like a Zamboni style grabbing the paper, like the ice cube part. That was great.
Well,
I thought Iggy did phenomenal.
Do we have any calls from the doggies this weekend, by the way?
I got nothing.
He didn't post any?
Not from what I could tell. Sometimes he posts them, like, today during the afternoon, like the Monday.
Making the people wait.
Maybe
Doug 2-2, you're fine. A lot of draws this year.
Waiting him to want more.
Nope, I missed him. And they hit both are on the Twitter tweets. That's my bad.
Oh, buddy, I guess.
What do I need to type in?
Oversight. If you go to Joey Zanaboni's Twitter account, which is, of course, @Joey_Zana.
Nice.
Yep, I got you.
All right. Well, while you pull those up, I'll tell people about Green Envy. Been in business in St. Louis for over a decade. Green Envy only uses products that are formulated for Missouri soil and Illinois soil, weather conditions, and turf types. No national generic, cheap, and effective products. Green Envy deploys a special crabgrass preventer. It's a trade secret. That's why they're not naming it, to keep this weed from taking over your lawn. Their service professionals are commercially licensed applicators as certified by the Missouri Department of Agriculture. And this ensures that you have a trained professional on your property, no part-timers or high school kids applying God knows what on their lawns. All employees are screened and background checks performed annually. They're open 12 hours a day, Monday through Friday, Saturday 9 to 1 to take your calls and answer questions. Doug uses them. I use them. It's Green Envy, 636-757-1600. That's 636-757-1600. Green Envy. Jackson, tell people about Mark Hanney's with Evergreen Wealth Strategies.
Yep, and I work with him, and I love working with Mark Hanney. I love getting on the phone. About once a year, maybe twice a year, we'll just have a conversation in general about life, and of course finances are weaved in throughout that. That's because Mark Hanney understands the balance between living a happy life and money. Those two things go hand in hand. You have to compromise sometimes. Mark Hanney understands that. He's really good at conveying that message to his clients. He'll build you a custom plan just for you. He learns about you, the individual, where you want to be in the next 5 to 10 years, and he helps build you out a custom plan if you need to change the plan, if things in life change. You know you can get on the phone with Mark Hanney and have a wonderful conversation. He really is a life Sherpa. You hear him here every Wednesday when we have Jeremy Rutherford, because he presents that segment, and you love hearing from him, and you'll love working with Mark Hanney just as I do, Doug does, Iggy's worked with him, Projo, and so many of our listeners. All love working with him because he is so wonderful at conveying his message to his client.
There it is, 314-889-0503, or go online at evergreenstl.com. Plowhawk, do you have the calls?
I have a video with both goals.
Nice.
So we don't need the video.
Well, I meant the audio is on the...
Oh, okay, fine.
That's what I meant. The audio will be both going back to back.
Jackson runs over. Vasilev serves. Out
get in there.
Opposite, yeah.
Yaro, he got it, baby! Hit her goal! City leads!
Okay. Klaus ready. His first penalty kick attempt in a St. Louis City SC kit. Here comes Santa Klaus. Hesitates and slots it home!
Yes, sir. He needed that. We needed that. He needed that more than we needed that.
First of the season for Joao Klaus. Tying things up like he's robbing a men's warehouse.
<That's> great.
Okay, don't be so down on him.
He needed that. We needed that.
Why did he need it?
I don't have the audio file to cut that, but I will have to record this.
Now the analyst is writing things down. Then.
That's really
Santa Klaus.
You like that, Doug? Here comes Santa.
I don't mind it. Yeah.
City Lee. Yeah. Kind of dig that.
Yeah. Huh. Another sellout. No doubt.
I think his cohort needs to talk a lot more. He doesn't put a lot of insight, but that what he just did there is pure gold.
Mm-hmm.
Like you got to keep that momentum going.
Oh, I think so.
Game.
Yeah.
Well, sound like the hockey guy.
A little this, little that.
Yeah, I think
we need it. He need it. We don't need it. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, and a little bit of this and that.
I think that needs to be a cut of the week, drop of the week. I don't know, sketch or bit to combo. It's a hybrid.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. Oh, when March Madness hits, basketball teams scat across the court with the agility of jazz musicians, weaving through defenses and crafting plays with the spontaneity of a bebop solo. Speaking of scat, my wife's father recently 3D printed me a tiramisu with that seductive layering of coffee-soaked lady fingers.
No.
Mascarpone cream.
It's a Kevin Miller.
And cocoa, whispering sweet nothings that pepper my prosody while playfully hinting at the bitterness of Bill's bile, blending the thrill of our first starfish kiss with the tang of his colostomy bag all in one bite. Send the pegger out. That's from Dennis Gapes.
Dennis Gapes.
Got the image attached.
Got
who is that?
It looks like Johnny Galecki.
Doug, is that a topless Johnny Galecki in a golf cart?
It kind of looks like Johnny Galecki.
It could well be.
The guy from Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. Also Russ.
Yeah, he was Russ in National Lampoon's Winter Holiday Vacation.
He wasn't the best Russ.
Oh, Anthony Michael Hall.
I love the European guy. Sorry to get off topic. He was great.
Like 6'10". He's like Zach Edey.
The food talk reminded me of why I can't eat crawfish anymore. And, man, I used to love them. In my inner circle, the incident is known as Salmonella Sunday. We were down at Elephant Rock State Park for Uncle Skip's drinking buddy Tony's 10-year GED class reunion.
Ugh, that's a mouthful.
His schoolfellow Gilbert. Do you like that, Doug? His
schoolfellow. I don't like that at all.
Gilbert was in charge of lunch. He was having a heck of a time keeping the fire lit. Dude was higher than Plowsy when he, quote, accidentally drained his battery, causing him to miss a strategically planned day off.
Come on, man.
About an hour after lunch, it hit the whole group. Turned out Gilbert had undercooked everything. The poultry, the mystery roadkill, and the crawdads. Those slimy, slimy crawdads were all undercooked. Here came the stomach cramps, fever, and nausea. The whole nine yards. Gilbert shot up to Kratz drugstore and got a batch of Kaopectic. We all took it, but Gilbert said he was going to tough it out. Big mistake, because later my buddy Curtis showed up horny. Within 5 minutes, he absolutely gobsmacked Gilbert's anal canal.
No.
And when I saw Gilbert's urge to purge face, I knew they were both in trouble. As he unburdened his bowel, they were both just covered with gallons of splatters.
Oh.
That's from Stu. His last name's Pedasso.
Stu Pedasso. He's new. He had something going until right there at the end.
You liked his momentum?
Yeah, and he kind of school went vile. He went, he went vile there at the end.
I was only able to listen for a few moments this morning. Not busy or anything. I just had to turn off your dumbass little radio show when the old heavy breather started talking out loud.
I'll try again tomorrow, but I just couldn't justify wasting any more time today. The show got off to a good start because the senile old guy sat silently for the first 10 minutes, but he quickly made his presence felt in a big way by suggesting that the bachelor's dad should secretly have sex with the girls in the back seat of a car on network television.
Jeez. I never mentioned backseat of a car.
This is not hyperbole when I say that is legitimately the creepiest and stupidest thing I've ever heard on TMA. Thankfully, he sank back into his cone of confused silence for a few minutes to sit and think about what he had just said. A simple firing will not do, and the Gatesworth likely is not capable of dealing with a senile hummingbird enthusiast who would probably try to set up a rummage sale. Caesar Salad Station in the retirement home commons area. Jail is the only place capable of handling people like Iggy. It's like he has a shot clock in his mushy brain that says, you've been quiet for a few minutes now, and if you don't speak ASAP, people will forget you even exist. I actually admire his effort to heave an off-balance three from 35 feet by bringing up a non-existent DM from Erica Swings. At least he's got heart. Not to be outdone, the president of the OC fan club thinks basketball players should not be allowed to be tall. Pretty rich stuff from a guy who smokes so much weed before work that he can't figure out how to operate the phone lines. Four, please, the JV golf coach now gaping.
Good JV email. Golf coach.
Not going to win.
There it is. I hadn't listened for a week, and when I woke up, I listened to the first Saggy Friday. Mind you, the Blues played in the first day of the tournament with ILL winning, and Iggy's topics were lunar eclipse, Roger Maltby, Ty Cobb wooden teeth. Classic. I would never say change, but all of us know we never will. Also, my mic drops completely expanded in my audience of white middle-aged men, and they agree with most everything I say. Love, Steve, one cheapskate way.
Steve! One cheapskate
and
way.
There's the DM for America Swings. So.
Doug, there it is. DM for America Swings. I can vouch for him. Ann Young, we'll be having a whisper orgy. Ken, could you have Tim promoted on air for me? I pass along more details later. Maybe. But honestly, after today's debacle, I think planting the seed may be enough to get the job done. Thanks and stay tuned. Number one Asian intern Brian Henshin, a.k.a. ASMR, Erica Swing, 67 plus 2, Teehee, Tim. Hey, Tim, could you bring an appetizer to said orgy? Thanks. What's that, the cat? No, I'm not a hero. Thanks, though. I'm just trying to help an acquaintance of the show, someone who wouldn't know me from Bill if I hadn't blazingly begged for a free custom cucking during their appearance on the show. But, yeah, I guess I am a hero. Doug, Brian Henshin, Colts.
Brian Henshin, Colts.
Iggy Strode now stepping to the plate to start off this Monday. He had a rough one last week when you consider the week-long gin debacle. Soon to be Milagro Tequila Lister of the Month, Jen Fone, coming out and saying she didn't want to see him naked, giving possibly the worst business advice ever spoken to Brianna Coppedge. And who can forget the pretzel fiasco with the Betts boys at the end of the week? Let's see if he can get things turned around this week. First pitch, and Iggy takes a big swing with an extremely cringeworthy comment on The Bachelor, and for some reason alluded to a woman sleeping with her father. Iggy behind in the count, 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and another big swing and a miss by Strode as he interrupts your regularly scheduled tournament talk with something about dropkick Murphys and shipping off to Boston. You can see the bewildered look on his teammates' faces as their teammate continues to be but a shell of himself. You can tell this guy's just not seeing a ball real well right now. 0-2 count, and his back's really against the wall. The aging veteran really needs something positive here to get that misplaced confidence back. Choke up on the bat, kiddo, and just try and make contact. 0-2 count. Let's see if Strode can get out of his funk and put something in play. Whoop, and there's a big swing and a miss, creeping everybody out. As he continues to white knight for a couple of former teachers turned OnlyFans models as he turns and pouts his way back to the dugout because no one, and I mean no one, the show on or off the show, show, cared about his syphilis-fueled bad idea for a couple of girls that wouldn't squirt or pee on him if he was on fire.
Oh,
this is really getting tough to watch as Strode's really giving off Willie Mays tripping over his own feet as a Met vibes. Oh, and now Strode's coming back to the plate, even though he struck out on three straight pitches, and he's talking about Stormy Daniels porn, and the crowd is absolutely booing relentlessly. What's he doing here, Bill? He's just embarrassing himself at this point. You got to think at some point Coach Tommy is going to send him down to HD3 to get right. Don't even worry about saving me a spot in the FPCC. That thing's the Valspar of local HD2 radio show, Facebook PGA Page golf tournaments. She got a pop pop. Her messages in lime green. That's from Blueberry Pop Pop.
Wow. Wow. Blueberry pop pop. Not very complimentary.
And here comes Swope.
No, this is Shooter McGavin.
Oh,
okay.
Well, guys, it's happening again. The most valuable player of the season's completely ruining a sport. Zach Edey with college basketball, just like Shaq ruined the NBA. Gretzky with the NHL and Iggy with the 1937 Brentwood barefoot
track
team.
Okay, before you move on, you're putting Zach Edey in the same category as Gretzky and Shaq. You're a damn moron.
Oh, hey!
Please continue.
I missed the Bachelor and OC segments. Will that be covered in Balloon Party? Will the focus be more on coworkers, private social media posts who have gone out of their way to avoid sharing information with the Walrise Sads? That's from Shooter McGavin, the vice president of Orgy Fondue and Charcuterie Boards.
Shooter McGavin.
Kind of like you guys when you take my personal stuff off of my Facebook page and put it on the fan page.
Nice. Burn. That's actually what they do.
Who's doing that now?
They take Iggy's Facebook page and post it on the TMA fan page?
100%, dude. That's probably probably a percentage, 5% of the fan page.
You're talking about the Speedo pictures?
That and everything.
Sadie Hawkins, Doug. The Blues beat the Wild on Saturday as Jordan Kyrou netted a hattie while Brandon Saad scored the game winner in OT. The Dogs remain undefeated at MLS play after a 2-2 draw with some sus officiating. Illinois advanced their first Sweet 16 since 2005. Iggy is reporting that Jackson wore a pearl necklace on his birthday. Plowsy is reporting that the OC starts to trail off after the first half a dozen sodes. Is that a new report? The Bachelor is down to the final two after Lexi left for the right reasons, but I think the lead is that Iggy would like to see more sex between the Bachelor contestants and their dads.
Yeah. Now that's something I didn't see.
Hmm. Let's say you went to Brown and you were trying to help a local couple promote their orgy. You mentioned that Hank Gathers would be there despite the fact that former college basketball star passed away 34 years ago, but that's okay because the OnlyFans teacher you are mentoring will be there, but you're upset because she was in Shrewsbury yesterday and didn't invite you to pop on over, but then your phone went off in the middle of a library because scrolling Twitter for cheating wife videos to see if you're in any of them. Doug, that's from Buck Swope,
yeah,
and that's what we have.
Buck Swope, nice email.
For the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. What you got?
Well, a lot of them were rather vicious, but I think that's about all we have to choose from. Stu Pedasso had it going until he went extremely violent at the end. I'm going to go for the JV golf coach.
I like a good GED reunion. I'm going to go with Kevin Miller.
I don't have his name on there anywhere.
He was Stu, and then his last name was Pedasso, I think.
Oh, or was that Dennis Gapes? Which one, Iggy? Dennis Gapes or Stu Pedasso?
Stu Pedasso is the one that had a GED 10-year reunion.
Okay.
Let's see.
Yeah, none of them were any good, were they?
I'm put to the test here. I think I'm going to go with Stu Pedasso.
Dang it, Lucas!
Stu, you know it's a rough bond.
Congratulations, yeah. You've won the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. Stu, that's a nice W for you, but not as nice as the one that Jackson and I have, because we're about to head down the hallway and deal with it.
It could be rough.
Jeremy Rutherford will be with us at 10:45, and then we got this Little Piddles weekend wrap-up coming up here in a matter of 3 minutes on 101 ESPN. And I think Stephen Wildwood might be leaving a mic drop, so there's a lot to look forward to over the next hour on 101 and the 101 ESPN YouTube channel. Time for us to shut it down for the Plowhawk, for Action Jacks, for Kenneth Iggy Strode, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Sullivan Bonner, to McGurn, this bed. TMA presented to you by Brian Krupp.